Access number 30,003, Mr. Albert Bracegirdle, Reel 3. Now, so what would happen when they saw you and attacked you then?
Well, we had to retaliate as best we could and get the pilot to... It was on his territory, you know, on the pilot's territory, not the gunner's.
So when you fired, would you fire in bursts, long bursts, short bursts? How would you aim?
Well, it wasn't long burst because you ran out of ammunition very readily if you're not careful. So you had to watch that. And more often than not, the pilot used to put his nose down and get the hell out of here.
So did you ever hit anything?
Yeah, I think so. I think a couple of times.
Can you not tell us a bit about it? Do you see what I mean? Because if you don't tell us, we don't know.
No. Well, it's a bit difficult to when you don't know. What is only necessary. Once or twice we came very close to meeting our demise, as they call it.
So how could you tell if you'd hit it?
Well, you couldn't really, unless it blew up or something like that, which some of them did do.
What, when you were firing at them?
Yeah, and also if the pilot wanted to get out of it quick, he used to put the nose down and go like the clappers, as he used to say.
What about this corkscrew? You mentioned that. What was the corkscrew?
Yeah. Corkscrew was doing a corkscrew. You've got the cork and it's twisting this way, and it's going that way, and he's going diving to port, diving to starboard, or whichever. And that's what the corkscrew is. Moving it around the whole aircraft, which is quite a job. And you never knew what he was going to do, you see.
Did you get air sick with that?
Yes, about the beginning. And I thought, what will I let myself in for here? The first three we did, I was sick.
Did you stop being sick after that?
Did this be what?
Did you stop? I mean, were you always air sick, or was it just...
No, finished then. No, once I got my shoes on, you know, sort of thing. Yeah. I was all right afterwards.
Yeah, you carry on bombing various places into May. You know, it's a long, old tour, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Anything else you remember from that tour?
I remember going to Lorien. Now, you wouldn't know what that word, Lorien, unless
you...
I've heard of it, yeah, that's right, and Lorien and Saint-Nazaire was another one.
What do you remember about that?
We went to bomb Saint-Nazaire, I remember. That's not far from Lorien, it's on the coast.
What do you remember about them?
We were looking for submarines. That's what that was all about. You know, you're bringing memories back. Bringing memories.
You're doing fine.
Yeah.
What
two of those we did. Was it two? I forget. I know it was at least... We went to both of them anyway.
Yeah.
I bet you've enjoyed yourself going through this with the lads.
So, when was your last... Look, the last one in this seems to be in late May.
That's it. Berlin.
No, it says do it Dusseldorf. It's the last one here. You remember the last one as being Berlin, though, do you?
No, I don't. No.
It's Dusseldorf, 25th, 26th of May. Was that
the last one? Well, we had a leave in between. And this was when the dams were on. The dams raids, weren't they, in the middle of that month. Yeah.
So what was that like at the end of your tour? How did you feel?
Fantastic. Pretty marvellous. Let's get pissed, he said. First thing we did when we got out.
What would you do for a night out? I mean, tell us what the Sergeant's Mess was like first. What was that?
Sergeant's Mess? Well, we did the first tour. It was at Sais then.
What was the mess like there?
And it was a pre-war one. So was Swinderby, for that matter, before that. That was a pre-war one.
I thought
we went there as a crew for training, really, for Swinderby.
No, don't go backwards. Keep skipping. What was it like in
Syston? It was,
our first... During the operational tour, what was the sergeant's mess like?
Yeah, it was pretty respectable anyway. we enjoyed it, being it, because it was a brick purpose-built one that had been built before the war.
And what did it offer you? What was in there?
Well, food, of course. But, they always get us pretty egg and bacon for breakfast. That was one of our must-have sort of things. I think the chased is very well.
What about the rooms? What were they like?
Wounds.
Rooms.
Rooms. Oh, that's it. Forgotten about my room. Rooms. Yes. Two in the two men in a sort of not a bunk. It sounds a bit bad that two men in a room. Yes, I think
right.
it was
a bar in a mess?
Oh, of course. It would have been a pull without it. Oh, it was very good. They would always seem to get the beer from somewhere. We used to go on stand down, we used to call it, when we'd got the day off or something. And off we'd go to Nottingham. And we'd go on... I go to the pitches in the afternoon and then go to the pub at night.
Did you drink a lot?
Well, it depends what he calls a lot. But a lot what we were used to.
How much did you drink then?
Oh, 3 or 4 pints.
So social drinking, not
social. Oh, no.
Anything else you remember about being a gunnery instructor with 1661 heavy conversion unit at Winthorpe?
Yeah. And that's where, on a lighter note, where we had a big booze up, or what you like to call it, with when they were bombing Berlin in January, no, not before January, in Christmas it was, of December.
But you weren't on that?
Not quite, no. But we were losing a lot of aircraft and a lot of Lankies going down, and... they decided that they had to take some off the what you call screen. Screen is you're been on it a while and you know your job and all the rest of it, you know. Now where am I to? I'm losing myself.
That's all right. Right, but let's go to the next posting then, which is when you go to 44th, and that's a Rhodesian squadron, RAF.
That's it. Oh, yeah.
Where were they based at?
You've gone and jumped to the other one, haven't you?
What other one?
The one at Winthorpe.
I just asked you about it. You said you didn't remember anything about it.
Oh, I was there 6 months. So,
I
was an instructor all the time there. Then Malta, this fellow from Blackpool, he decided that he was going back on ops, and he says, "What about coming back with it on ops?" And he says, "Well, we've only got another 20 to do." So this was at Winthorpe. So I said, aye, all right. So they sat at the control desk there. Yes, you can have a week's leave now because we need the numbers. So we went on leave and with Walter as a flight engineer. And he got shot down and killed afterwards, Walter did. Aye.
So who were you posted to?
We were posted with Steve Colbin, the flight lieutenant.
Which squadron?
We're on at Winthorpe. That's right.
No, this is after Winthorpe.
After Winthorpe, is it? Oh, we've done 6 months at Winthorpe. 44.
So you go to 44 squadron. Where's this?
Rhodesian. Squadron at Waddington. I'm sorry, we missed Waddington out, didn't I, nearly.
So Waddington's 44th Rhodesian Squadron.
That's it. That's the one.
And that's where you're doing that from. And tell me about your crew. You formed a crew with squadron leader Coburn or Coughlin?
Yeah,
it's Coburn.
He liked it to be called Cole, but not Cock.
Now, what was he like?
He was a bit officious, absolutely. But he was flight commander, you see, and he has to be, I suppose. He's a squadron leader.
And you were mid-upper gunner in his crew?
Yeah. There's another made up of gun.
Now, tell us a bit more about Coburn.
Coburn? Well, he'd just been promoted, you see, from flight lieutenant to squadron leader. So he could take over command of... This is what was happening. Because they were going to be knocked out of the sky, a lot of them.
And what was his first name?
Steve.
Steve, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you get on well with him?
Not very terribly well. He was a bit of the old school tie, well, he knew. Yeah.
It doesn't say
what was all right, but
What was Flight Sergeant Faraday?
Yeah, well, that's a bit more in my line. He's our Walter.
Walter Faraday, what was he like?
He was a flight engineer.
He was
on his second tour, you see.
What was he like?
And so he got me on my second tour to go and be with his crew.
What was he like?
Oh, Faraday. Oh. He was a bit rumbustious, if you understand what I mean. You know, he's very good natured, bloke.
Then there's a flight.
He wasn't married.
There's a flight lieutenant R. Walter Kane. Who's he?
Yeah, Walter Kane.
What was he?
Steve Walter Kane. That's him. Steve Walter Kane.
Yeah, what was he?
Squadron leader.
He's a flight lieutenant.
Well, he started off as a flight lieutenant, but they made him a squadron leader so they could take over command of the squadron.
Gotcha, but he was a flight lieutenant in your crew. What was he?
What particular job, you mean? We're on second tour now, man. What was he? So, a flight lieutenant? What do you mean? I don't quite understand.
So you don't know who he is. What about Flying Officer McKenzie, C.H. McKenzie?
Yeah, well, he was a bomb aimer.
What was he like?
Oh, a decent sort. Decent sort of chap. He was a little bit of the upper crust, but after all, that's what we used to think of him. All that was a bit like that. What were we doing? Feeding time at the zoo. McKenzie, yeah, the bomb aimer, yeah. Yes, he's a nice fella. But he's a bit quietish. He's a Scotty man.
I. Rudermeyer.
Yes, Rudermeyer. He was the Rhodesian. And he's one that his son came to see me about a month ago. Oh, we're more than a month.
And what was he?
He was a bomb aimer.
I thought McKenzie was a bomb aimer.
Who was the other one then we got?
Rudermeyer.
Rudermeyer. Oh, well, this is second tour, though. You're jumping tours.
No, I think we're going to cut away because you're confused. There's Dixie Dean as well.
Well, he's the rear gunner.
Right. But you don't really remember that crew particularly well.
What, my own
crew? What's the number of your raids you did with them?
Number of raids? Oh, I don't know exactly. I don't know. That's when we got shot down, wasn't it? It was June.
So you started in February, so that's 5 months later.
Yeah.
Anything about those 5 months of raid?
Yeah, well, Berlin was the big one.
Was that your first one?
Of second tour, yeah.
What do you remember the raid on Berlin?
That was February. February the 15th. How about that?
What do you remember about that?
I remember it was a very big one. It was the biggest one they'd had up to then. I think it was about 700, 800 on board that time. I know it was pretty hectic.
What happened? Tell us about it.
And a lot of aircraft. Yeah, it was 700 and something. If I remember recall.
Aircraft?
Well, do you mean for that particular raid, or for...
Yes.
Well, that goes into June, doesn't it?
No, it's February the 15th, you said.
Oh, well, that's when we first started. Yeah, that's the first raid on Berlin on my second tour. Right? And what do you want to know?
What happened?
It was a very hectic night, and it was quite disastrous in respect to numbers of losses. Although I think it was 45, I'm not sure.
Now, what happened to your aircraft, though?
Well, you go into June, there were limited numbers, one of the leaders there. because he was a squadron leader. And he had to obey the instructions from the bosses of the.
So you don't remember much about that raid on, but you just remember it as a disaster, the one on the 15th of February.
Oh, yeah.
Any of the raids you remember?
I remember Caen very much, so.
Is that the second tour?
Yeah.
What about that? When was that?
No, it's on the 5th of. Fifth of what? Devil of the Caen. It's just a little place, and that's when D-Day, of course it is. When D-Day was on.
Tell us about that raid then.
Oh, it was all the squadron. It was everybody out for that one particular raid.
And what happened?
Well, it was. On D-Day, it was all aircraft to the fore, and we met limited opposition. It wasn't very much. We didn't see very much when we bombed at, I think, 6,000 feet, I remember right.
And I think we'll now go to the one where you shot down. What date was that?
6th of June.
You were shot down on the 6th of June?
No, don't lie, that's D-Day. Ah, 21st of June.
Now tell me about that.
More like it, isn't it? We'd done two. That was the third.
Where were you raiding on the 21st?
C-A-E-N, Caen.
On the 21st of June?
21st of June.
When you were shot down, you were raiding Caen.
We were raiding, that's it. Tell him, wait a minute, just a minute. We've done two Caen trips, that's right. And this other one we shot down on was Wessling. I'm sorry about this.
Where's Wessling?
It's in the Ruhr. The valley of the Ruhr.
And what happened? That was
strange. Oh, it was a bit naughty, that was. We'd only 112 aircraft. Yeah, 112 aircraft and our squadron, and another 112 and went from another squadron of I'm trying to remember the name of where they were. Anyway, the fact was there was just 112 aircraft on our raid. And another 112 on another, both from five group, and both on that particular raid, like on D-Day, not D-Day. I keep getting mixed up between the. Good of you doing it right. Yeah, where am I to now?
What happened?
On D-Day, no, on Caen.
Raid on Wessling when you shot down on the 21st of June.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. What happened then? It's only we'd been on this raid, particularly raid, and we got attacked by this aircraft, known German, and I couldn't see our way out of it. Anyway, the pilot managed to corkscrew out of it, and that's Coburn, and brought the aircraft back to base, back to England. And there was 12 of us on there. No, wait a minute. No, not 12. 11, 8, 11, 8, 8 11, that's right. Eight, so it was extra man on hour, because we got a sprog pilot, we used to call him, the one that had not been on before, you know. And
if the aircraft came back, how come you bailed out?
Yes, that's right. That's what I'm getting around to that one. Yeah. And he told us to bail out, that this was 7,000 feet we were up on. And I don't think We were on 17, we were on about 7,000 when I had gone.
Now,
but the four of us bailed out. And
how
four,
did you do it? What did you do?
Well, he says, right, bail out, get on with the job, and the quicker the better, faster the better, sort of thing. And we did four in and four out. That's what had happened. Four crew men remained on the aircraft and four bailed out. And I think I was one of the first to go out. I don't know.
Now, how do you bail out? Tell us what you did.
What were the...
Where was your parachute?
The parachute was in, halfway down the fuselage and mid-upper. So you had to grab your parachute, go down to where your parachute was and fight in the aircraft, which was on a very, very steep turn, tilt sort of thing, and get yourself out of it quick. And evidently the others, three of them did the same thing as me, that was four, had gone.
Now, why didn't the pilot and the rest of them bail out?
Ah, well, the pilot's always the last to go.
So why didn't he go?
Well, he managed to control it. He fought the aircraft. And when the three men left in, besides himself, that was four still in the aeroplane, and he managed to get it under control. Very nice. Goodbye.
Now, what was it like parachuting? It must have been scary.
Oh, it was terrible. It was a terrible raid, actual fact. There were only about 120 aircraft on it. There were only limited numbers. And we were just outnumbered by the German fighters that night. And so we decided that valour, discretion is the better part of valour or something, and something like that.
What was it like parachuting down?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Very little of it. It was, I can tell you that it was at 10,000 feet we bailed there. And you go unconscious after 10,000 feet, unless you've got oxygen. Of course, you know that one. So
so what happened when you landed?
Well, I landed in the middle of this forest. And a clue where it was, you know. So, and it was actually right near Munch and Gladbach on the Rhine, very close to the Rhine. Oh, somebody else here now. Well, I thought to myself, well, don't know where I am, no idea, except that we're somewhere in the Rhine Valley. So I got picked up by the Germans. I landed in Germany, Mönchengladbach.
So quite quickly you were picked up?
Yes, yeah.
Do you remember how they took you prisoner? Or did...
Well, yeah, I can remember. It'll be in that, it'll be all about it in my old book there. All about my raid and my prison, and it's authentic.
This is some notebook you had that you can't locate at the moment. Now, tell me what happened.
Well, ask the boss, she'll tell me. I bet she knows.
What happened when you were a prisoner then?
Well, that could be another book. I know. It's that particular day was about 1:30 in the morning. It was 21st of June, and I was picked up by the Gestapo and taken to German camp and stuck in a cell. All on my own. And there was about 30 odd in the cell, not in the upper cell, but in the prison. Matter of fact, I think I've got a map of the place somewhere.
Okay. What happened?
Oh, they just threw you in the hut into the place, the little room, whatever it was only a small room, more or less limited accommodation. And then was there for 2 weeks in this solitary confinement, which wasn't very helpful to one.
Were you interrogated at all?
Yes, oh yes, yes, yes. Every day.
What was the interrogation like?
I was interrogated by the Gestapo and some nasty fellas they were on all. And
in what way? How did they treat you? How rough were they?
Not very good at all. No. They kept us very much under lock and key. If you want to go to the toilet, you had to push a piece of wood in the door and strip the wood. And then they'd come and unlock the door and escort you to wherever you wanted to go and keep you there with it while you were there and bring you back and get to the same routine. And no allowed to talk to anybody.
And what about the interrogation? What methods did they use?
Oh, that's about all the measurements we could get.
And it was, they just kept you in solitary confinement.
Well, we did go by the after several times to be taken out and to be interrogated by the German.
But what would happen then?
Well, you'd have to try and fill them in and what they ask you. You see, they're asking you all sorts of questions. We don't know. They get a bit naughty and saying that what we'll do to you and what they'll...
What did they threaten you with?
Well, you're going to be interrogated until you did say something. I never decided it, but I was out of fortnight.
So what happened next?
What after that? Well, they moved from there to a place called Dulag Luft. And that's the name of the interrogation camp. And do like Luft. I've got them.
What happened there?
And they was just giving me a good interrogation about my pilot. And they knew more about my squadron than I knew myself. And I'd been there in 12 months. Ridiculous, really, to think of it. They were really clever. Why? She's not there.
So what happened then?
No, I was just going to ask you where that paper was, my little booklet.
It doesn't matter, we'll just go through it briefly, I think.
Yeah.
So what happened then? You were interrogated at Dulag Luft.
Yeah.
That's and then, the second interrogation, or second session of interrogation.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it was two or three of
them.
Yeah.
So what happened then?
Place called Wetzlar, Wetzlar, I think it's spelt something like that. That was...
You moved from
went to this prison where the interrogation camp was. Then we went from there to another place near it's out in the country, not far from where they were shooting, killing them all. The other side of.
Now which camp was it?
You know Breslau. Near Breslau. Wasn't Breslau, Breslau.
You know
Luft 7. Solid Luft 7.
So what were conditions like in there?
Well, to start with, they weren't too bad. We got parcels pretty fairly regularly from the July. It was picked up a fortnight after we bailed out. Hundreds after that. And then from then up to January, we weren't too badly off for food and whatnot. And this was at Bankau.